We're going to look at a few halachos that we have over related to that of Yom Kippur. The first thing that we're going to look at is the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur, as we mentioned, on Shabbos, this idea of having food on a regular basis. Some chassidim that had food on a regular basis. But in fact, there's actually two seudos that are eaten on Erev Yom Kippur. So there are Ramah quotes, and even though we have a seuda later on, which we call the seuda mafsekes, the seuda which is prior to the meal, nonetheless, we also have a seuda shachris. There's a minhag that we have, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, that we actually have a seuda in the morning as well. So many people have two seudos that they have. There are more quotes of those things that you shouldn't necessarily eat in the afternoon that could lead to zera, that could lead to seminal emission. Those things you would be able to have in the morning because it's too far away from it. So the minhag that people have is they actually have two seudos on Erev Yom Kippur. Something to keep in mind. When it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, we know that is prohibited, and the shiur, the amount that's prohibited, is kikosevas hagasa, which is like the equivalent of a kosevas, like the size of a date. So it's larger than a kazayas. Doesn't mean you're allowed to eat less than it, because chatzi shiur, something that's less than a shiur, is still asur min haTorah. You just don't get curries for it, but still prohibited. However, in scenarios where a person is sick and they're required to eat, so we tell them, eat less than a shiur, eat less than the required amount, or drink less than the required amount. What does that mean, eat a drink? It means eating and drinking are two separate entities, and if a person were sick, they had to take some type of medication, or they were really sick, and they didn't want to have to break their fast on Yom Kippur, but they're not deathly ill, we tell them that you would eat less than a shiur. How much is that less than a shiur? So we basically evaluate it in a shot glass. That's less than a kazayas. So we evaluate that that's less than a kosevas also, so the practical implications are, if a person were to take food, and then crush them up and stick that into a shot glass, then that would be a 1 ounce shot glass, and that would be what a person would be able to take on Yom Kippur and still not considered as if they violated Yom Kippur. It would still be considered fasting on Yom Kippur. Again, this is a scenario where a person has to take it for a particular scenario, and everyone has to ask a question on their own private terms as to whether they can actually take it. So what does that actually mean when you deal with a shot glass? What it means when you deal with a shot glass is, as much as you can stuff it in, it goes by volume, that's what it would be. So it could be, like some of the rabbis were testing it out, that if you took Ritz crackers and you crushed them up and put them in a shot glass, you can get up to 4 Ritz crackers, perhaps, in a shot glass, if they were crushed. So you'd have to make sure that they're crushed to that level and then be able to eat it. If they were larger, so then the air pockets would potentially take up volume and would be, you'd have to eat less than that. But practically, it means if you had a shot glass, you crushed it up, you fit stuff into that shot glass, and that would be what you would be able to eat. How long, how much of that can you eat? So 1 shot glass, and then there has to be a time frame, so it's not mitzayif, it doesn't actually connect. So the classical shiurim are, and the most stringent is 9 minutes, which means I ate a shot glass of crushed crackers, and then 9 minutes later I had another shot glass of crushed crackers. That's the most stringent scenario. And generally we say about 6 minutes. So if at minute 1 I ate the crackers, the cracker mush, and then at minute 6 I ate another cracker mush, that I can continue that throughout the day. It doesn't have to be crackers, it could be anything else you're actually fitting in that cup, so it could be cottage cheese, it could be, you know, whatever, an orange, that you can actually fit into that. That's on the food side. On the drinking side, same idea, it would be in that type of glass. Now it's mostly not practical for most people, but in scenarios where a person has, let's say, this quote-unquote, the splitting headache, or they need to take something with the liquid of some sort, so in that scenario, and they're not able to take it without, so there are leniencies in that, and then they can take it, you know, the shot glass of liquid is the machlokas as to what extent, how often you can take the next glass, but some say that perhaps it goes in the same kazayas term, and therefore you do it either 4 or 6 minutes from shot glass to shot glass. But potentially you could take the shot glass of crackers, and then 20 seconds later, take a shot glass of liquid. They're not mitzvahs, they don't actually combine. But this is, I'm telling this so in case people have scenarios where they might need to eat, this way they can ask the question and we can determine what and how they should be able to do it. But technically a person can actually go through the entire Yom Kippur eating every 10 minutes, this small amount, and not violate biblical violations of Yom Kippur. Still, nonetheless, it's chatzi shiur asur min haTorah, still prohibited, but you wouldn't be in violation to the extent that you would get punished in that level. Again, we only do in scenarios when it's related to that of sickness for that reason. Another idea, which is related to that of the vidoy, this is slightly complex, but if you have a siddur open, it's much easier. So in your Siddur, if you turn to Sim Shalom, and you go to the back, you go to Sim Shalom, and you get to Yilu Ratzon, Elokai Netzor, so you'll note that in your Siddur, you have, after Hamavarech Has Am Yisrael B'Shalom, you have Yilu Ratzon Amrifiv, again, the Bilu Panach Hashem Tzarivi Goli, then you have Elokai Netzor, and then at the end of Elokai Netzor, you have that again, Yilu Ratzon. So there is a debate amongst the poskim whether one should say one or the other. Should you say the first one, and obviously everybody says the second one, or should you not say the first one? There's a practical implication. Once a person says Yihyulu Ratzon, that line, he has practically completed Shemona Esrei. Because of the fact he's practically completed Shemona Esrei, if he said that, he would be able to answer Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba once he said that. So imagine you finishing in a weekday Shemona Esrei, HaMavarech Has Am Yisrael B'Shalom, Yilu Ratzon Amrifi Ve'egem Libilu Fanech Hashem Tzivu Goli, and then you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor. Someone's up to Kaddish or Kedusha, you can answer right there because you've already said that line. You basically finished your Shemona Esrei. What if you don't say it? So if you don't say it, you're kind of in Shemona Esrei. There's a practical implication on that of Yom Kippur. The practical implication of Yom Kippur, you'll note in your Machzor, is that when it comes to saying the Vidoy, where we have the Ashamnus, any other time we have the confession, so that Vidoy is written right before Elokai Netzor. So Machlok is amongst Poskim as to whether you should actually recite the first Yilu Ratzon over there. What's the issue? Because of the fact that Vidoy was instituted within the Shemona Esrei, therefore, if you said Yilu Ratzon followed by Vidoy, then clearly your Vidoy is after Shemona Esrei. So it's for this reason that many Poskim are of the opinion, Vilna Gaon and others, that on Yom Kippur, when you finish Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, what you should do is skip that Yihyulu Ratzon, the first one, say the Vidoy, and then actually go into Elokai Netzor after that. So that's a practical difference that we have of reciting this line of prayer. But that person, what I do is I skip that first Yihyulu Ratzon because I want the Vidoy to actually be part of the Shemona Esrei. Because if you don't, then your Vidoy ends up becoming after your Shemona Esrei. Something that a person should look at, you'll notice that. When it comes to banging for the Ashamnus and the Alchets, how do we do it appropriately? Many times you'll see people banging and swinging away. They do a lot of different things that they have. And you might just say it's their menhagim, or they don't know what they're doing. That's usually likely what it is. So how do you actually bang? So usually what you do is you have your fist. You're not trying to hurt yourself. You're just trying to signify symbolically that that you're pained by the fact that you've sinned. So where do we do this? So in the Ashamnus, this we know already, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, on each of the words. If you're adding in your own private things that you've sinned with, you would also bang with it as well. So if you said Ashamnu, and then you said Achalnu Machalot Asura, they ate forbidden food, or Achalnu Bli Bracha, I ate without a bracha, I would do it as well on those, in succession, which each one that I'm doing. When you get to the Alchet, you hit yourself when you get to the word Shechatanu. So people think the word chet and chatanu are the same. It's on the sin that I sinned or that we sinned. So it's al chet shechatanu, not al chet shechatanu, and not al chet. It's al chet shechatanu. On the word shechatanu, that's how you do it. And when you get to al chataim, since over there you don't have it, you just say al chataim. You just hit over there. That's how you would do it. Now it's hard to change old habits. We understand, but this is that's the order as to how we do it. You're recognizing the actual sin itself. So those are the ways that we actually hit. And other times we don't actually hit. I can tell you this, growing up when I remember in school, and we came to Slach Lanu, I always used to think in elementary school that you go like this, you do Slach Lanu Avinu, right? And then like I was wondering why other people only had two hits, but they did. And Spider-Man don't have any anyway. But then it's Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu, Machalanu Kifashanu, and Chatanu Pashanu. But you'll still see people that are constantly hitting in different places at the wrong times. When it comes to the sins that we're doing it over here, again, it's the Ashamnu, Bagadnu, or any other particular sin. Achet Shechatanu is how you'd actually fulfill it in that scenario. Rabbi Klein, many times.